Next, you'll hear Mark Cameron, who shared his thoughts on acceptance.
So today I want to talk about acceptance. So last week, I was in New York. I went with my wife and my mom. She's visiting from England.
Oh, fun, Mark.
It was really fun. We went to see the sights. And one of the days we had, I'd pre-bought tickets to go to Liberty Island. Mm-hmm. And so we left probably with maybe just enough time to get there. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take the express train because I'd figured out the subway system by then. Well, we get on the express train and it stops in the middle of the tunnel. Oh. And the driver announces there's a faulty signal up ahead. We've got major delays.
So
the whole time I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, okay, if we just leave by this time, if it just gets moving by this time, we're going to make it, right? And I'm just staring at the clock for about half an hour. It was so delayed. And, you know, I looked over at my wife and she just had this big smile on her face because she knew we weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
And I'm holding out hope and I'm feeling anxious. And finally, I just realized, like, I just had to call it in my mind, like, we're not going to make it. Right. And once I did, you know, I was able to just kind of let something go inside.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, there's a saying in recovery, acceptance is the beginning of the answer to all of your problems today. Mm-hmm. Well, it actually says it's the answer to all your problems today, but I think it's actually the beginning because acceptance doesn't just completely answer all your problems. And so, this, you know, for me, the sooner I accepted reality, the sooner I was able to recover. You've also got to accept reality if you're in a broken relationship, right? If you want to learn how to recover. And that's where your healing journey is going to begin. It can't begin if you're in denial. So how do we practice acceptance? So here's five simple steps, but they're necessary. So the first one is accept reality. Accept where you are in the present moment. You don't have to like it.
Yes, that's a key point.
Yes. And you don't have to want to stay there, but you just have to accept, like, this has happened. This is where I'm at, right? Then let go of the past, right? Don't ruminate on the past outcomes, you know, the disappointments of the what ifs, you know, yeah, I was out the money for the three tickets, sure, right? But it, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot of money, and the Lord's blessed me many, many times over for the value of the tickets. Accept the consequences, right? Take responsibility for your actions rather than blaming others. It wasn't the train driver's fault. It was, you know, the signal just stopped working at that moment. And, you know, in all reality, we could have left earlier. Right. Accept yourself, right? We can all grow by learning to accept our mistakes, right? If we can focus on actions, not personhood, you know, don't beat yourself up. You know, just because I got it wrong doesn't mean that I'm an idiot or I'm a failure. I just got one thing wrong. And then focus on the present. What do you need to do now, right? We were still able to have a good day, right? This just gave us the opportunity to do something else, right? And so I'm just reminded of the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.